This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It is our first playoff edition of the year, and we'll get you set up with a first-round playoff preview coming up in moments. We'll take you back to the WHL Bantam Draft Lottery in Calgary, where the Spokane Chiefs turned out to be the big winners. Hockey Canada has appointed a pair of WHL coaches to lead squads into two different international events. We'll have more on that announcement. WHL year-end award finalists released. We'll have a rundown and more with Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Jake DeBrusk of the Swift Current Broncos. The 2015 WHL playoffs are now underway, and what a first round of matchups. In the West, perhaps the most intriguing series features the high-scoring Portland Winterhawks against the rival Seattle Thunderbirds. The teams met back in the 2006 postseason, a thrilling seven-game series that went to sudden-death overtime in the Key Arena, with Portland emerging victorious. Now, T-Birds head coach Steve Konowalczyk is anticipating a tough matchup, particularly against the WHL's Player of the Month, January, February, and March, Oliver Bjorkstrand.
61 goals, and every time you flip on a score sheet, he's got one or two, and when he's played us down the stretch, he's getting one or two. We've got to slow him down, and you mentioned when he gets at the blue line, he scores a lot of his goals off the transition, and we have to try to slow down that rush game a little bit, try to make it a grind game if they have to grind it out in their end, or if they have to grind it out in our end to work for their scoring chances, because Bjorkstrand, so his shot, he's shooting with a lot of confidence right now. You can just see when he gets it, he's shooting it, and in his mind, there's no doubt it's going in, whether it does or it doesn't, and we're going to have to really try to get in his way a little bit and slow him down. And, you know, it'll be a tough task. I mean, guys have been trying to shut him down throughout the last part of the regular season and haven't done a good job. And partly, you still got the P-Tan that's a real good player as well playing with him. So that it's a good combination they have, and we got our work cut out for us.
The Prince George Cougars are back in the postseason for the first time in four seasons. They are playing the Victoria Royals in the opening round. Victoria took 5 of 8 in the regular season head-to-head. Cougars head coach Mark Hollick.
Yeah, I think you go in as an underdog for sure. I think that, they're a big, strong team. They're well coached. David Ennio do a real good job there, and they're a heavier team than we are. I don't know if we have enough meat on our bones as compared to them, but, you know, I like our speed. We'd like to get our power play going. I mean, our power play's been dry for both the last six games, and, you know, that's going to be a factor in the playoff. You know, if we can reset that and get that to where it's effective for us, and providing, you know, if we can get a goal a game out of our power play, I think you're going to be in games. But I think we match up well. I mean, discipline's going to play a huge part in it. I think the team that stays out of the box will be successful, and for us, that's something that we've been working on, so hopefully it continues.
Kelowna plays Tri-City for the second year in a row in the opening round. Kelowna won last year's series in 5 games, and Kelowna also took 3 of 4 in this year's regular season. The Everett Silvertips and Spokane Chiefs battle in the other conference quarterfinal. The Silvertips coming off their first U.S. Division title in 8 years, while Spokane the first wild card spot during the regular season. Everett won 5 of 8 against the Chiefs in the regular campaign. In the Eastern Conference, top-seeded Brandon Wheat Kings play the Edmonton Oil Kings. It's the third time in the last 4 years the teams have met in the postseason, with Edmonton winning the first 2 series. The Central Division champion Calgary Hitmen will face off with the Kootenay Ice for a second straight year. Last year, the Ice upset the Hitmen in what was the 3-versus-6 series matchup. The Regina Pats battled the Swift Current Broncos in the 2-versus-3 series in the East Division. The Broncos won 5 of 8 over Regina. This is the first playoff meeting between the East Division rivals since 2008. Swift Current won that series in 6 games. And it's the Medicine Hat Tigers and Red Deer Rebels in the Central Division's 2-versus-3 series. These two teams, no stranger to each other, but it'll be the first playoff meeting since 2011 when the Tigers won in 5 games. Back in 2007, the two teams battled to a 7-game series, eventually won by Medicine Hat. Hey, good luck and enjoy the 2015 WHL postseason.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
The Western Hockey League hosted its annual Bantam Draft Lottery in Calgary this past week. WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen with the announcement.
A Spokane Chiefs ball has been drawn, so the order will be identical. The Spokane Chiefs will have the first selection in the first round of the Bantam draft.
Spokane held Saskatoon's first-round pick in a previous trade 2 seasons ago. Spokane will step first to the podium at the WHL Bantam draft come May. Lethbridge will pick second for a second straight year, Vancouver third, and Moose Jaw will select fourth overall, courtesy the Kamloops Blazers' first-round selection.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Hockey Canada has named a pair of WHL coaches to guide them into a pair of international events. Victoria Royals head coach Dave Lowry, after serving as an assistant on Canada's gold medal-winning World Junior Club this past year, will guide Canada's bid for a repeat in Finland beginning in December.
Well, I think it is the highest opportunity to coach in junior hockey. And, to be a part of it last year and to have gone through the process of building a team and watching the team come together and watching the team win and have success, I knew that this would be an opportunity that, if it was presented, that I would be really fortunate.
Scott Salmon is Hockey Canada's Vice President of Hockey Operations. He says continuity played a big part.
You know, I think first of all, experience. So having been through the World Junior Championships and playing a key role last year and winning at home, understanding the pressure that's involved with that tournament, how to manage those players, to me experience is the number one thing. And then, you know, Dave brings a lot of that as a coach, but also as a player. And just the way he played and what I think he can instill in our group is really important.
Hockey Canada also naming Brandon Wheatking's head coach and GM Kelly McCrimmon as the coach of Canada's Summer Under 18 team at the upcoming Ivan Hlinka tournament in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Salmon says, again, it came down to experience.
Kelly obviously has run a fantastic program in Brandon, which is evident by, you know, them winning the league, the regular season championship this year. And Kelly brings a lot from a coaching standpoint, but also a manager, managing people and his program there. I think has been a flagship program in the Western Hockey League for a number of years. So I think we're real excited to have him part of our group.
Congratulations to both Dave Lowry and Kelly McCrimmon on their Hockey Canada coaching appointments.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The final Denny's WHL Player of the Week in the regular season belongs to Swift Current Broncos forward Jake DeBrusque. DeBrusque collected 8 points, 4 goals, and 4 assists in 3 games to help the Broncos clinch a playoff berth in the final weekend. He tells Broncos broadcaster Sean Mullen he's thrilled to pick up his second Denny's WHL Player of the Week award.
Oh, it's amazing. You know what? I couldn't have done it without my teammates and my, just the opportunities I've been getting. But you know, it's been awesome season. I think we got it the first week there with Jay Merkley, and then last week of the season for our team. And we need some big wins there to get in the playoffs. I think we need two, and we did. So it was just big to just contribute for the team, and that honor is just awesome.
I remember seeing you when you were first drafted, 7th round bantam pick by the Broncos. You looked probably 2 or 3 years younger than you were, and a lot of people thought, how's this guy gonna play in the Western League? Of course, you went through a growth spurt after that, but was there ever a sense in your own mind that it wasn't going to happen, and how did you keep that belief up while you were battling that size issue?
Yeah, I was a pretty small kid back then. I never felt I played small, though. I was always trying to hit the biggest guys on the ice or going in the corners all the time. I had that belief I was good enough always since when I got drafted. I didn't know if I was going to get drafted just for my size, but when I did, I was so pumped up and so excited, and I knew that if one team gave me a chance, I'd take advantage of it. And I found a perfect fit here in Swift Current. They give me a great opportunity, and I haven't looked back since.
Lastly, just some thoughts about playing Regina. How do you break that matchup down?
They're kind of like us in a little bit of a way. We know them, they know us. We played them a lot. It's going to be a battle. I'm looking forward to it. I love playing against Regina. They're a tough team to play against, but it'll be a good series. We kind of hate each other, so that doesn't hurt. And it'll be exciting to see.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL has announced its award finalists for the end-of-season awards. The WHL Rookie of the Year, the Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy, will be contested between Nolan Patrick of the Brandon Wheatkings and Kyler Yamamoto of the Spokane Chiefs. The Dale Wilson Trophy for Goaltender of the Year will be between Tristan Jarry of the Edmonton Oil Kings and Taryn Kozin of the Seattle Thunderbirds. The Defenseman of the Year, the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy, between Ivan Provorov of the Branded Wheat Kings and Shea Theodore of the Seattle Thunderbirds. The WHL's Most Sportsmanlike Player of the Year, the Brad Horning Trophy, will be contested between Peter Quenville of the Branded Wheat Kings and Rourke Sharchape of the Kelowna Rockets. The Darryl K. Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy for Scholastic Player of the Year will be between Nick McBride of the Prince Albert Raiders and Kelowna Rockets defenseman Joe Gattenby. The WHL Coach of the Year, the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy, will be between first-year WHL head coach John Paddock of the Regina Pats and first-year Kelowna Rockets head coach Danny Lambert. The Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy for WHL Executive of the Year between Kelly McCrimmon of the Branded Wheat Kings and Bruce Hamilton of the Kelowna Rockets. The Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy has been won by the Branded Wheat Kings for their 53-win season and 114 points, the top team in the regular season. The Bob Clark Trophy, the plus-minus award, awarded to Portland Winterhawks forward Oliver Bjorkstrand, finishing a league-high plus 60 on the season. Nominees for the WHL Player of the Year, Humanitarian of the Year, plus Top Official and Marketing Public Relations Award will be announced at a later date. Congratulations to all the nominees. Hey, that's the show. Special thanks to Sean Mullen and Swift Current for his help. 2015 WHL playoffs are underway. Enjoy the ride, everybody. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.